All right, let's go out to the HRNP guest line, being joined now by Mike Greenberg, ESPN's Mike Greenberg from Greeny. You can catch him on Sunday NFL Countdown. He's got a new book out, too, Got Your Answers, The 100 Greatest Sports Arguments Settled. It's good for guys like you and me. Yep. It came out yesterday. It's available on Amazon now in the book. Greeny and producer Himbo tackle the 100 most debated questions in the sports talk world and provide 100 lists that will tell you who is the best of the best in football, basketball, baseball, hockey, boxing, and more. This book comes out just a year and a half after the two released Got Your Number, The Greatest Sports Legends and the Numbers They Own. Greeny, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to hang out with the Killer Bees. I'm curious your point of view. You know, kind of being national, we're local, we see it a little bit differently. Your view of the Houston Texans and where they are going into year two of DeMeco Ryans and C.J. Stroud.
I thought Sunday was a little bit of a wake-up call. You know, it's interesting. We had this conversation on the Countdown show. First of all, hello, guys, and thanks for having me. On the Sunday Countdown show, I described the game with the Vikings this past Sunday as a measuring stick game for the Vikings. And Teddy Bruschi jumped me on the air and said, why isn't it that for the Texans? Who exactly is it they've beaten? Why is it we're so convinced that they're the team that people are sort of making them out to be, having beaten the Colts and the Bears? Teddy was sort of in a they-need-to-show-me kind of mode. And, you know, 3 hours later, we all saw what happened. So I think it was disquieting. I'm still a believer. I think the coach is phenomenal. I think the quarterback is phenomenal. I think teams have bad days. And I think Brian Flores' defense is going to make a lot of quarterbacks look bad this year. But it has to have been a wake-up call. Like, things don't just grow all the way up to the sky. And that was, it felt like a little bit of a step back. I still think they're the team that beat in the division. I don't think that that's particularly even close, but largely division stinks. Are they as good as and ready to go toe-to-toe with Kansas City, Buffalo, whoever else winds up being the best teams standing at the end of the AFC? My gut feeling is they will be, but this was a step backward. There's really no other way to say it.
Mike, look, we know you're a diehard Jets fan. Take it from a diehard Packer fan. It was excruciating for me when you got on the Aaron Rodgers train over a year before he was available and, you know, got the word out there, but you got your guy. It's been kind of up and down so far with him, and I've seen signs of the old Aaron. What is your expectations for this season? What would be a satisfying season for you realistically, and then what would be disappointing?
Well, I mean, so there's so many different layers to that. I mean, disappointing, let's start with this. If he doesn't finish the season, it would be devastating. You know, players get hurt all the time. So if he misses a week here or there, that's not what I'm talking about. But if he has something happen like what happened last year, I may have to give up watching the sport. Someone else may have to take over for me. I just don't know that I can do it anymore. Disappointing, I think, would be if the Jets remain relatively healthy and they don't make the playoffs. I think that would be a major disappointment. Well, the Jets, as most people probably know, have the longest current playoff drought of any team in the four major sports. So for me to sit here and say they need to go from a team that has not played in a playoff game since January of 2011, to sit here and say that not making the Super Bowl would be a disappointment would be setting yourself up for failure. I don't think it's impossible, but it's not realistic. What I think are realistic expectations, if Rodgers continues to build on what we saw last Thursday night and stays healthy, is I think the Jets could challenge Buffalo for the division. The Bills look great, and I think they have a chance to be among the last teams standing. Like, I could see them and the Texans and the Bills and the Chiefs being the final four in the AFC. I could easily see that. I'm surprised at how good Baltimore hasn't been, at how good Cincinnati hasn't been. I'm not sold that Pittsburgh has enough offense to be there all year long. I mean, it's very early in the season, so some of those things will turn themselves around. But I think realistically, get to the playoffs, win a game, it will be crushing in the short run if they don't go further than that. But I think realistically that it would be setting yourself up for failure to demand anything greater than that.
ESPN's Mike Greenberg joining us on the HRNP guest line. His new book, Got Your Answers, The 100 Greatest Sports Arguments Settled, can be found now on Amazon. Mike, who do you think's the best team in the NFL through 3 weeks?
I think Minnesota's the best team in the NFL. Now, I don't know that that means they're going to stay that way. I think they've been the best team in the NFL through 3 weeks. I mean, they wiped the field with San Francisco and the Texans, and those are two teams that I think we – and our popular Super Bowl picks, I know that the 49ers are banged up, but the Vikings are playing without their tight end, who's going to come back. They've played much of the way without their second-best receiver, Jordan Addison. Their defensive coordinator is elite. And Brian Flores is a great example of someone, I think, who some people are just cut out to be great coordinators and maybe not to be head coaches. His head coaching tenure in Miami looks worse, the way you've seen them since his departure. But he is an elite coordinator. So I think they've been the most impressive team through 3 weeks, followed maybe closely by Buffalo. I mean, Allen looks so good. That offense is diverse. That offense is multiple. The new coordinator has done such a good job there, Joe Brady. The defense is, they've patched it together. And Sean McDermott can coach defense, man. They've lost so many good players on that side, but they still look pretty good. So I would say to this point, the Vikings and the Bills have looked to me like the two best teams.
Mike, I'm curious because you are one of the faces of ESPN now, and you've got so much on your plate with NBA countdown and Sunday NFL countdown and get up in the mornings. And I'm curious and also appreciative of your loyalty to still do your radio show. Is that something just because of the fact that it's kind of one of the things that really got you going and then really, you know, blew everything up? Or is it the fact, I'm just curious the background behind that, because obviously you have so much on your plate.
I just enjoy it. I mean, you guys, you don't need me to tell you there's nothing more fun than just turning a microphone on and talking. Everything else I do, it involves a great deal of structure and planning and sort of rigid framework. And radio remains just a blank canvas every single day that I can sit down to and paint any way I wish for 2 hours. So, yes, it is where my roots are from. Long before there was a Mike and Mike, I was doing radio in Chicago. I started out in radio in 1991. So I will always love it. But the very simple answer to your question is I do it because it's fun. And not too many people get to do a job that is fun. But it is most definitely fun.
And now an author, too, a couple of times over. In your new book, Got Your Answers, The 100 Greatest Sports Arguments Settled. You can find it on Amazon. What's your favorite argument or two?
So here's the thing. I can't choose between them because there are 100 good ones. So what I've been doing in these conversations, let me quickly explain what the book is. So we decided that if there is one thing that all sports fans love to do, it's argue. So you think he's the best, I think she's the best, whatever the case may be. We like to sit and debate and argue it. So Hembo and I sat down and we identified the 100 best sports arguments. And then using extraordinary research, we just settled them once and for all. You will never lose a barroom argument again as long as you live, and Hembo includes 100 Sneaky Hembo trivia questions, which are great fun. But so the way I've been doing these interviews is I will literally just open it up to whatever page it comes to, and I'll read you that page. Who are the top 10 sports prodigies? This is absolutely one of my favorites. Top 10 sports prodigies.
Secretary.
So Secretary was a horse and does not count as a prodigy. So the top four are LeBron James at number four, Serena Williams at number three, Tiger Woods at number two. And each of them could have made a pretty legitimate claim to being the number one prodigy. Tiger Woods was on the Mike Douglas show when he was 3 years old. Serena Williams was interviewed by CNN when she was nine. LeBron James was on the cover of Sports Illustrated when he was 17. However, and each of them wound up being arguably the greatest in the history of their sport. So we had to decide which one faced the most pressure in their youth. So I will call to your attention, the first interview Wayne Gretzky ever did was for a newspaper. He keeps a copy of that newspaper article with him to this day. The headline reads, Hull, Richard, Al, and Gretzky. Arguably the three greatest players in history at that point, and Gretzky. That was the headline. That was written when Wayne Gretzky was 9 years old.
Ooh, wow.
And so we decided that that was a level of pressure that no other athlete had met. So Wayne Gretzky is the number one sports prodigy, followed by Tiger, Serena, LeBron James. And the rest of the top ten is Michael Phelps, Sidney Crosby, Ken Griffey Jr., Nadia Comaneci, Bob Feller, and Bryce Harper. And there are 100 just like that.
Oh, wow.
So if you or anyone you know, anyone in your life, loves sports debate, loves sports conversation, loves sports argument, you will never lose a sports debate again. There are 100 of them just like that. And I will also briefly tell you, if I may, that one of the pieces of feedback that we got from our book a year ago was because we wanted so much in it, it was a big and expensive package. So we told the publisher, because we wanted our audience to not have to worry about this, the book is less than $15. We wanted it to be under $15. It's $14.95, and Amazon is actually running a special on it for the release. So if you order on Amazon.com right now, Got Your Answers is the title of the book. The author is me. It's under $14, and that's what we wanted as a way of trying to make it easier and more affordable for all of the people who listen to us on the radio every day and beyond. So that's the book, and we couldn't be more thrilled with the way it's being received.
Well, an effort to win arguments with my co-host. I'm going to get it. I'm going to buy one for my co-host, but I'm not going to give it to him.
Oh, I see.
I'm not going to give it to him. Mike, thanks so much for the time, and I look forward to reading Got Your Answers.
Fellas, thanks for having me on.
Mike Greenberg of ESPN, Got Your Answers. The 100 Greatest Sports Arguments Settled came out yesterday. Get it on Amazon. Greeny talked about the deal you can get now. It's affordable. Any sports lover would love it. In the book, Greeny and producer Himbo tackle the 100 most debated questions in the sports talk world. And it sounds very, very good. We appreciate Greeny for the time.